I'm Tony Cox. This is News and Notes.
One reason folks in America are divorcing left and right is this romanticized notion of marriage.
Love's not always pretty, especially when it's called marriage, says commentator John McCann.
It started in elementary school when we passed notes to our Valentines asking if they wanted to go steady by way of primitive contracts with boxes marked yes, no, maybe, check one. Remember those? In fifth grade, the girls really weren't feeling me too tough, though. Which meant I was the lookout for Jay and Lorenzo while they stole kisses from LaJean and Stephanie. Always the lookout, never the lucky one. But before long, I grew into my lips a little bit. And while I never was what you'd call a player, I at least was in the game, sort of hitting my stride in college. I was a one-woman type of guy, something I learned from my daddy. And really, the only time I get mad at a girl was when I felt like dudes was trying to holler at her, and she was yelling back. So I got married figuring as long as I'm not cutting out on my wife, it'd be death do us part, which could be a while since we both hit the gym on the regular. Man, wrong, wrong, wrong. Marriage is absolutely the hardest thing I've ever done. It's not because I cut out on my wife either. And no, we don't fight about who left the toilet seat up. It's more like, how come you didn't clean the toilet seat? And, well, aren't those tubs clean? Or, I got up last night with the baby. Your turn to feed her. And somebody please explain why my wife figures I'm the only one in the house who can eat the end slices off the loaf of bread. Thing is, I used to really get torn up about my marital woes because all y'all looked so happy, holding hands and whatnot. But I soon realized I was just looking at boyfriends and girlfriends merely pretending to be married, shacking up and all that. In other words, there was no lifelong commitment, which makes it easy to smile. I mean, you can leave the relationship anytime and without much baggage. According to a recent New York Times article, we're experiencing what might be the first time when more women in this country are living without a spouse. 51%. That number has been disputed on grounds that the sample of females surveyed included young ladies between the ages of 15 and 19 years old. Not exactly marrying age, but the figure also suggests that women are pickier now about when and if they marry. At any rate, when you say I do, and you try to do it God's way, it's definitely a battle, a fight that often ends in divorce. You may have heard that NBA point guard Jason Kidd and his wife are splitting up after 10 years. Kidd, a 6'4" New Jersey Nets basketball player, claimed in divorce papers that his diminutive 5-foot-something wife mentally and physically abused him. You laugh. And yeah, I know it sounds funny, a big NBA man allegedly getting handled by a little bitty woman. But people, we're talking about marriages dissolving right before our eyes. Even the great Michael Jordan couldn't hit the winning shot to keep his vows intact. Unless we're careful, ours could be next.
John McCann is a columnist for the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina.